This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Seven after the hour, you're listening to the rabbi of the day, Rabbi Doug Steffen. Actually, getting through the Jewish holidays, a lot of my Jewish friends have called me a rabbi because I'm a leader. They like rabbis who are leaders. So, and there are now rabbis who are women. So, Victoria, you can be Rabbi Victoria. Kara can be Rabbi Kara here for inspiration and chatter. I was actually reading something that I thought I would share with you. That came from a rabbi that I have great regard for, as a lot of my friends. Seriously, this weekend was a very high holy time for those in the Jewish faith. So there were a lot of things that came to prominence over the weekend that would be worthy of a little bit of time, not get lost in this stuff like sometimes I do. This particular rabbi has a column in the local newspaper. And he asks for questions. There are columns in the paper for a minister, a priest, a rabbi, and a an imam, right? Isn't that what they call them?
Mm-hmm.
Muslim? Yeah, okay. So this happened because it was the Jewish New Year. I think that's what Rosh Hashanah is, isn't it? The New Year. Yeah, it's Jewish New Year.
Yom Kippur is the New Year that just happened.
Yes,
yeah.
Okay.
Rosh Hashanah was before that.
Yes, it's 1 week and then another week. And
mm-hmm.
So it's a very holy day. So this person writes to the rabbi, I consider myself a fundamental Christian, and I fear Muslims coming to America. This is a Christian asking a rabbi. This guy's got a great reputation, so a lot of people. This is the best of what religion has to offer. When people of different faiths sort of come together and share ideas. And that's what these columns do. A lot of people, different religions, I think it's a stroke of genius, actually. I'd like to see more of it. So anyway, this Christian writes to the rabbi and says, asks of the rabbi, is Islam compatible with American values and American practiced religions? The rabbi responds, if by Islam you mean fundamentalist Islam, the answer is no. Fundamentalisms of any stripe, including your own religion, are incompatible with core American values such as freedom of thought, freedom of speech, freedom of assembly, freedom of the press, freedom of and from religion, universal suffrage, equality under the law without regard to race, color, ethnicity, religion, gender, sexual orientation, marital status, familial status, pregnancy, national origin, age, and so on. Only those branches of a religion that consciously embrace American values are compatible with American values. I understand why you might fear fundamentalist Islam. I hope you can understand why I might fear your fundamentalist Christianity as well.
Good answer. Interesting.
That was pretty provocative, frankly.
Yeah, yeah.
And worthy of attention. So, as I think about that, I actually came across the Golden Rule. And this is something, I don't know why my reading last night brought me around to this, but I think that it's also worth a moment of our time thinking about, because I'm not a religionist, but I do love studying religion. I love studying humanity. I love understanding political thinking. I was at a political rally last night before we went to dinner. And it became a civics lesson. It was held at the church. I live in a really pretty, not isolated, but a rural area of this part of the state. Even though it's a suburban town, I have in this corner a farm. And so there are a lot of old things. There's an old schoolhouse that was converted into a Quaker meeting house. I've told you about that because you're a Quaker, Victoria.
Mm-hmm.
And so they invited a lot of the people that live in town to come have a political rally, not aimed at any one person, but understanding how the system works. Because a lot of people aren't even studying this sort of thing in school anymore. And the person who came up with the idea was a high school senior. So the place was packed, and there was more discussion about the importance of understanding civics, understanding how the community works, understanding why you vote, what you're voting for, not who. It wasn't a rah-rah, support this candidate, or rah-rah, support that candidate. No, it became a discussion, an intellectually challenging discussion. I didn't have time to stay for the whole thing, but it was what I heard was really good.
I wish we had that on a larger scale.
I do, too.
That's what we're missing. We're so missing that in this country. It's a shame.
We're missing respect. You know, there's a...
Yeah.
In order for people... This kid was someone who led the evening off by talking about how young people are supposed to learn about... Now, remember, this is a Quaker meeting house, and this kid's a Quaker. So he's talking about peacemaking... and the underlying values that he's been taught in the church about respect and relationships, responsibility, reverence, and those, he said, are the four R's. Remember, well, you don't remember this, but when I was a kid, the four R's were reading, writing, arithmetic, and what was the fourth one? Reading and writing and arithmetic.
Except that arithmetic isn't a word, but
okay.
I know,
but that was the whole idea.
Right.
So this kid was talking about some of the experience that he's had in school. There's apparently a Navajo family that's moved into Framingham, and this kid's in school with one of the students there, and the Navajo, this Navajo boy who's a junior in high school, is being taught by his parents about character and resilience. That's because they feel, the Navajos, that they're so unique or so different in a circumstance like this that they could face a lot of discrimination and injustice, this kid was explaining.
Mm-hmm.
And so he and some of his friends have gotten together to learn through the Quaker teachings about how to settle conflicts, how to conduct peacemaking sessions, in a sense, because they don't like. Now, imagine what that day would be like after the shooting in Las Vegas. What a day of discussion about something like that. Things that are practiced in the Navajo tradition and most of the Native American traditions. This is what's taught in the Quaker church is very similar to what's taught by them, the peacemaking, how to effectively make peace. And that's where their four R's come from: relationship, responsibility, reverence, and respect. So isn't that interesting that that would come out of a discussion that started? The kid said, actually, that it started on the school bus.
discussion.
Great. Yeah. So for those of you who get down when you hear from the GD news media all the negative, horrible stuff, and, you know, once in a while I guess we go down that path because that seems to be what's on everybody's mind, but it really isn't what's on everybody's mind. That's the thing. And the younger you are, this is what gives me, I'm not a big fan of a lot of the millennials, no offense, Kara, but I think the younger, the next generation, this group of kids that's in high school and maybe in going on into college, they're seeing the stains that come. And one, this fellow said that he lives, his grandmother, the family all lives together. His grandmother lives with them, one of the sisters, and his parents and his two siblings. And they talk, they do community service all the time in their family. And that their father says treats them or teaches them how to treat people with more kindness and respect. So I bring this because I thought it was fascinating that it was part of a discussion about that started around politics and what's going on in our town and became so much more expansive than that.
Mm.
And so then I came upon the Golden Rule as it is applied by pretty much every major religion. The Buddhists read on the Golden Rule, hurt not others with that which pains yourself. That's a translation from the Buddhist, what the equivalent of the Buddhist Bible is. In Christianity, we know always treat others as you would like them to treat you. Confucianism, do not unto others what you would not they should do unto you. Hinduism, This is the sum of duty. Do not do anything to others which, if done to you, would cause you pain. Again, these are all taken from religious readings and writings of the leaders of these various religions. Islam teaches, no one of you is a believer until he loves for his brother what he loves for himself. That's not what you typically hear from people about Islam. Judaism.
That's the extremist, but
well,
yeah.
Yeah, right. What is hurtful to yourself, do not do to your fellow man. That is the whole of the Torah, and the remainder is but commentary. I thought that was very interesting. In the Sikh religion, those are the ones that wear the turbans and have beards. They're Muslims do not wear turbans. Sikhs do wear turbans, for those of you who don't know. As you deem yourself, so deem others. Then you will become a partner in partner to heaven. And the Taoists write, regard your neighbor's loss as your own. So those are all sort of the major religions and their read on the Golden Rule, which I thought
Isn't it amazing how similar they all are?
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Even though we like to believe my religion's better than that religion, yeah. and you can, you know, people try to justify all the time why they're better and smarter and know more than somebody else of a different religion, and you just read pretty much the ethos of every one of those major religions, and it's all the same.
Yep, it is. Those of you who think you're better than somebody else, I suggest you look in the mirror. Frankly, I think that there are a lot of people who need to look in the mirror.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe when you look in the mirror, you'll see the results of a bad night's sleep. And if that's the case, excuse me, you need... here we go with my voice.
Hold Uh-oh.
All right. Yeah. All right. Kara, maybe you should play a couple of commercials, and I'll try this one later.
All right. Here we go.
Staples has everything you need to keep your office humming for less, so you can run your business with confidence. The confidence that you can afford to replace that old printer that makes more noise than copies. The confidence to generate bold new ideas and the toner to put them on paper. The confidence to print a proposal that looks as crisp as your suit. Everything your business needs for less at Staples. And now buy two reams of Staples brand paper and get one free. Staples. It's pro time. Select SKUs. In-store only. Plus tax where applicable. Expires 10/7/17.
This is Hal's Yard as Halloween approaches, and summer's harsh heat has turned his lawn into a virtual cemetery. But Hal knows fall is the best time to feed his lawn and repair those scary thin brown patches. So he reaches for Scott's Turf Builder Winter Guard Fall Lawn Food. It feeds and replenishes nutrients. Roots grow deeper and stronger. So next spring, Hal's grass grows thicker and greener. Guaranteed. This is a Scott's Yard. Pick up a bag of Scott's Winter Guard today.
All right, let's try this again. The idea that I started to say, if you've had a bad night's rest and you want to have relief from that, the way we've all gotten relief and the way you can too is to get online to MyPillow.com and refresh those pillows that you have that you've in your house for more than a year. You need to get rid of them. You need new pillows. They're inexpensive and they're fabulous. MyPillow.com. Use the promo code DJV and get 50% off the four-pack of pillows. There are two premium pillows, two travel pillows, 50% off the four-pack price. Use the promo code DJV. If you're suffering from bad stuffing in your pillow, then get rid of the stuffing, get rid of the pillow, and get the right support. My pillow will bring you the relief from tossing and turning and having an uncomfortable night. Give your head and your neck support like you can't get from any other pillow. This is patented Phil. This fellow who did MyPillow came up with great ideas, and he does all the work in his home state of Minnesota. So the pillows are made in America. 60-day satisfaction guarantee. Get them now at 50% off. It's MyPillow.com. Promo code DJV again. MyPillow.com. Replace those pillows now with the promo code DJV at MyPillow.com.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
At 23 after the hour in the DJD experience, I'm finding myself attracted more and more to Luke Bryan because he is a farm kid, sings about farming, American agriculture. Matter of fact, he's doing a tour now of farm states, farm cities, farm communities. And so he's a lot on my mind, and he does the theme for our podcast, American Family Farmer. If you want to find out about food and farming every week, you can go to blogtalkradio.com/American Family Farmer. In the meantime, he's going to be on a lot of people's minds because he signed on to be a judge on American Idol. So they have now Luke Bryan, they have Katy Perry, they've also signed Lionel Richie to be the third judge. Is that they only have three judges, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So, Bryan.
That's a good mix. That's a really good mix.
It is a good mix. Yeah, right.
And Katy Perry doesn't play well with others, especially women, so it's good that she's the only girl so she can kind of be the center of attention.
Meredith went to a Katy Perry concert on Friday night.
Really? Why?
Yeah. She has a bunch of friends who are gay guys, and they love Katy Perry, apparently.
Oh, boy.
And she said it was, you know, she's not a Katy Perry fan.
Yeah.
Not from her wheelhouse, but it was just interesting to see who was in the audience, I think, much than anything else. So, got Katy Perry, Lionel Richie, and Luke Bryan with Ryan Seacrest. So, how do they mix? Georgia boy Ryan Seacrest mixed well with Luke because he's from Georgia as well. I don't know. Yeah, you said Katy Perry doesn't mix well with anybody, so I'm guessing.
No.
But you know, she's the only female, and then there's the boys.
I predict that Katy and Luke will be fine, but I predict that she's going to be really annoying and Lionel Richie will call her out on it.
Really?
Because Lionel Richie's the real deal, you know? I mean, he's incredibly talented. He's the legend there. And, you know, I don't know. I just have a weird feeling that he and Katy are going to clash.
Yeah. I don't get Katy Perry at all, but then
me neither.
She's not marketing to me. But she is marketing to you. What do you think of Katy Perry, Kara?
As far as her music goes, most of it's fine. Her last album was really not a fan of. This is the only song off of the album that I actually liked. I think she tried to go down some weird route that I didn't really understand. But I like a lot of her old hits. But personality-wise, it seems very phony to me.
Something very off-putting about her.
Yeah, a lot of people think that she's very sweet and honest and nice. But whenever I hear her talk, she always has this weird accent on. I don't know. It's this weird mix of, like, British and something else that doesn't seem natural. I don't know, so it seems very phony and unreal.
All right, next up on the musical circuit, Kris Kristofferson There's a concert film, Willie and Chris reuniting on his Sunday Morning Coming Down concert. The life and songs of Kris Kristofferson, All-Star Connection Celebration. Nice. Listen to Willie. The two of them. So I have one more for dessert. The show will be released as a concert album and a film October 27th. Country Music Time. Country Music Television airing the full show that night, 10 p.m. Eastern. Trailer for the concert.
Kind of late, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does.
To air a Kris Kristofferson concert?
Yeah.
Starting at 10 p.m.? That seems
most
weird.
Of the people who like him are in bed at 10 o'clock.
Well, I mean, I didn't want to say it, but...
Oh, well, thank you. Kristofferson, hey, what did you tell me? He's 86 or something?
81.
81.
81.
Yep. It's a trailer now that's floating around showing Nelson and Kristofferson trading verses during the hangover hymn Sunday morning, and the beer I had for breakfast wasn't so bad. Got it. You got that. Ray Stevens first recorded this song in 1969. And 1970, Kristofferson put it in his own album. Johnny Cash released the most successful version of the song. Number one, it was in 2011. I love this version. Crank this up, Kelly. 28 past the hour.
That didn't hurt.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
North Korea openly threatens the U.S. and launches a new missile every other week. Their warhead of choice? Electromagnetic pulse. Such an event would cripple the U.S. power grid for years and leave millions in the dark. Are you ready? You can be with a Solark EMP-hardened solar generator. Solark works day in and day out to keep your essentials protected. You can have peace of mind knowing your power will be there when you most need it. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to see EMP testing. That's PortableSolarLLC.com. Energy insurance for your family.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Message and data rates may apply.
Oh my gosh, that's Frank Thomas.
No.
Yes, that's him. Go ahead.
Excuse me, are you Frank Thomas?
Yes, I am.
I bet you get recognized a lot.
I was a pretty good ball player.
You were?
Some people thought so.
Sorry, we recognize you from those Nugenics commercials.
Oh yeah? That's great.
So does Nugenics really work?
Oh yeah, I really can feel the difference. My workouts are better, and I feel a lot more energetic.
I wish my husband would use Nugenics.
It's so easy to get started. All you have to do is send one simple text.
Text the word PRIME44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenics, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And you're going to like the difference, too.
Text PRIME44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of Nugenics. Samples are not available in stores. Text PRIME44 to 42424.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, There's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. That's 800-535-7789.
The DJ Me Experience, the show isn't really a show because show implies you can see, you can hear, you can imagine, you can think about what it is that we look like and how we're acting or reacting to things that are going on in the world to help you understand from our point of view, because they're all different perspectives. You've got yours, we have ours. Ours is different from each other. And I say ours, I mean Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen, your thoughts. Jennifer is under the weather a bit, so we move into the next phase of our conversation. How many of you have settled in to the understanding of school days and everybody back on a schedule? Work is different now. We're in the fall. It's October. Good Lord, what in the world? I thought it was interesting. There's a high school in Wisconsin that has mandated that any student who wanted to wear a dress at the homecoming dance has to submit a picture of themselves wearing whatever it is they're going to wear, because if they don't, they won't be let in. They have to have approval in advance of what they're wearing. So let's go back, ladies, to
obnoxious.
To the homecoming dance. What did you wear when you went to homecoming dance, Victoria? Do you remember?
We didn't have homecoming at... we didn't have homecoming at my... I went to an all-girls school, and we didn't even have a prom. So we didn't really have anything like that, and we didn't have a dress code. So I'm going to be a bad example of this, but I certainly have friends who went to homecoming at their schools, and, you know, and I think that... I think they probably wore something, you know, less formal than the prom, but, you know, you want to be dressed up, and it's a fun homecoming weekend, and it's a fun formal event. Kara probably had that at her high school, right?
Yeah, so my senior year, I actually wore a long dress, which I feel like is not super typical. The other, in junior year, I think we had two, and I wore a short dress, so it was probably, like, mid-thigh, and it wasn't super low-cut, but, you know, it's like, form-fitting. And the problem that I have with this is I feel like with dress codes, girls fall victim to this all the time, where they don't really get that much of a choice in what they get to wear. You know, like, you can buy what the store has to offer. So unless your mom sews you something and you look like you're Mormon or something for your homecoming, you go to the store and it's already hard enough. You want to look good. You want to buy something that looks nice on you, and you want to buy something that fits your budget, which a lot of that stuff can be really expensive. It's like at the end of the day, you don't have that many options. And then you also have a dress code where you have to submit something where some random adult can decide whether you're appropriate or not.
What I want to know is whether or not this requirement fits boys. This is for, it says students, but yet I don't see anything about boys. I just see a lot of stuff about girls.
I guess they are trying to not have girls wear slutty dresses or something. I don't know. But, you know, it's funny. Kara's right. Whatever you are at the behest of whatever the designers put in the stores. My cousins, I have four cousins who are in high school, and they all just went to, you know, in the spring, they all went to their junior prom and senior prom. And, the dresses are... pretty. I felt old. The dresses are kind of scandalous looking. They really are. Like,
does anybody have a mother or an aunt or a grandmother or anybody in the family? Does anybody know anybody who actually sews on a sewing machine anymore? Who's got a sewing machine at home?
My grandmother did all the time when I was growing up. She sewed all of our outfits. My cousins and my sisters and my mom and I used to have...
Do they even sell sewing machines anymore? Can you find one anywhere?
I'm sure that they do at sewing stores.
A friend of mine makes cushions and stuff. She's really into it, but she doesn't make clothes.
Yeah, we used to all have little matching outfits, which is kind of embarrassing, but also kind of cute when you look back at pictures of us now.
This school has said that the reason they're doing this is because they want to have everybody sort of, they don't want to worry about body shaming, being discriminatory toward female patients.
But this already feels kind of like a version of that to me.
Yeah.
And as someone, look, as someone who is tall and had, you know, a large-ish chest when I was in high school, I felt this all the time because I have long legs, and so they would have a requirement like, oh, your shorts have to go down to your knee or your skirt has to go down to your knee. Well, here's the deal. My legs are really long, so most of the shorts that they sold in stores didn't go down that long. But if you were a short girl and you wore the same shorts, then it was okay because not as much of your leg was showing. Or you weren't supposed to wear spaghetti straps, which is stupid to me.
That's dumb.
But it's a really skinny strap on a shirt. So I don't know. You can't see someone's shoulders. But it's like, as long as you didn't have a big chest, then it was fine. But if you did, you couldn't wear the same thing. So it's, I don't know, just the way that they enforce it. And obviously you can tell that I have a lot of personal experience with this.
Well,
but I just think that, you know, the way they enforce it is totally ridiculous. And
One of the students wrote on Facebook, the fact that we had to send a photo of ourselves in our dresses before we could purchase a ticket to the dance was unneeded and uncomfortable. Sending a front and back photo is invalidating privacy and actually kind of embarrassing. It's really just a practical process that was put in place to benefit students, said the superintendent, as opposed to dealing with them at the door of the dance, sending some people home to change.
But what are they? What are they afraid of? I mean, is this? It seems like, what are they going to turn someone away for?
The parents on this. That's my question. You're letting your children go out of the house in some questionable outfit, or is it just that one to one person a questionable outfit may not be a questionable outfit to another person?
I guess.
But you know, if they want to have a rule where they just want everyone to look really nice, then they should have pictures of boys and girls, because I understand that suits are expensive, but like, let's be real, boys in suits in high school don't really look all that great because they're borrowing their dad's suit and it's super baggy on their shoulders.
They look silly.
Pants are too big. You know, they don't look great either. Mm. So I just, you know, okay, if you want
to
have that.
And if a boy looks too good in a suit in high school, then don't date him.
I'm just remembering
because he's going to be dating someone else of the same sex.
The senior prom, and what I wore, I don't even remember what I wore. I wore something, a suit of some sort, but I don't remember that it was. I don't even remember what some of the girls wore, but then I don't remember that kind of stuff. I don't remember. All I remember is a fight after the prom from some
Italian
kids fighting over. I know the guys from the south side of town, they were always fighting about something.
Did you go to high school in West Side Story?
What? Seriously? Were you a shark or a jet?
I know, right?
See, this is the thing that we still are dealing with in our town today. We have a town that's separated by a major highway, the north side of town and the south side of town. I happen to go to school on the south side of town because we had, at that time, they were building a second school for the Northsiders, but it wasn't finished yet, so all of us went to the same school. And we were all, the south side schools were never as good as the north side schools because that's where all the Puerto Ricans lived and the Italians and all of the groups that had been in Framingham for a long time. And they were the workers. This is how the town was separated and still is to a point. And then the other side of town were the people who owned businesses and, you know, you get the drift of what it was. And so there's always this jealousy, and there still is today. So, but I remember when these guys used to fight about cars, they'd fight about girls, they'd fight about anything. It was just always, it was Friday afternoon, after school, you could always figure there's going to be a big fight. And it became, you know, they should have sold tickets to it. And that's the reality of what happened. I didn't pay attention. I got on my bike and rode home and went to work on the farm. But I always knew that there were stories. As a matter of fact, some people used to ask me why I never came to the Friday afternoon fights.
Oh, God.
Ay, ay, ay. So let me just go back to the school. And what sort of floats through my mind as I see things like this, the students are rebelling against it. The students don't like it. There's dissent here. And I wonder if this isn't an opportunity for a school like that, or the school where your children go, or a college, or whatever it is, for you to encourage the exploration of disobedience. I believe there is a duty that we have as Americans. You all know that I'm kind of an anarchist at heart. I don't like government. I don't like politicians. I don't like authority, frankly. I just think that we need to be able to figure out what life is about for ourselves, unfortunately, because when you see things like what happened in Las Vegas, you got to, okay, so we need order in society. We need people to try to keep order, that sort of thing. But then there are things that come up like this. I think it's a perfect, very teachable moment, frankly, for these kids in the school.
Yeah,
I'm going to bet that there are a lot of schools that are doing the same sort of thing.
Oh, yeah, they definitely are. They should all, either all the girls should all show up with dresses that are too short, or the guys should show up in dresses.
Yeah.
I've seen that before,
yeah.
where they've criticized, you know, the lengths of girls' skirts, and so a bunch of guys have shown up in it. You know,
did you read, either of you in high school, did you read Thoreau's Duty of Civil Disobedience?
I did not.
No.
Okay.
So I read Thoreau, but not that, no.
Yeah. The Duty of Civil Disobedience was one of his great treatises. I remember reading it when I was in college, and it's always stuck with me. I don't know whether it was that made, because I went to a very quiet, peaceful Midwestern school. But I've always been one of those high, it's instinctive. It's probably not what you get in school. With me, it's instinctive. I'm a questioner. I'm a guy who stirs the pot. And so when I see things that are wrong, I want to, it sounds like a Kennedy speech, I want to write them. And there's so much wrong now, and it just isn't on the top at, when you examine the international or national political scene, it just trickles down all the way to things like this. There's authority, so the teachers say, sometimes to kids, you have to do this because you have to do it. And remember your mother said to you, when you say, why do I have to do this, Mom? Because I said so. And there's an acceptance of that that's due to respect of what your parents are about. But then when people throw rules in that don't make any sense, then it's your time to, it's your responsibility to make a change. And that's what high school and college ought to be about. Thinking for yourself. Make change happen. like, again, I use the, that was a precursor to this discussion about the dresses and stuff. But there is a certain demand. Thoreau theorizes there is a certain demand and requirement and duty as an American to disobey. And that's, after all, where we came from. We disobeyed the leaders of England to the point where we got on a bunch of ships and came over here.
Right.
And authority, when not checked, always gets out of control. Mm-hmm. And you can see example on top of example on top of example of that going on in our society right now. People who just go along to get along, and that's why we have the kerfuffle that we have in almost every level. And I see this in my town, where we're going through this huge change from a town to a city government, and the kinds of things that are being put forth, I mean, the nonsense that's coming from some of the campaigners, is just, it's offensive to me. And it's got people worked up, and that's good. People studying, I told you, I went to this event put on by the Quaker Church, where there was a high school senior who really led the discussion of what really it's about. What's the responsibility people have to vote? And then what other responsibilities do we have? We have an obligation to question authority. If mm-hmm. you don't, you will become a Nazi like the Nazis did. They yep. just gave over to somebody who told them, this is what you got to think. No, you think for yourself. And this isn't about Trump. It's not about Clinton. It's not about the ultimate leadership, but which now is being questioned by a lot of people. But it's for you at every level.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't want
to... I mean, that's I totally...
The Thoreau thing is all...
Yeah, you and I are very like-minded on that, which is why I feel conflicted about the whole national anthem protest, because I love my flag, I love my country, and I love everything that we stand for. However, I also love the fact that we have freedom of speech and freedom of expression, and so I support people who are protesting against racial inequality and against police violence, and unfortunately the flag has gotten really caught in the middle.
It confuses
of all of it.
It doesn't make it simple. The simplistic side of some of us tries to boil it down to that, and you're right. There is a requirement. I don't like this business. I don't like the national anthem as an anthem, but the respect the flag. It's about the symbolism that it creates that gives you the ability to do what you're doing, and mm-hmm. people tend to forget that. So on one hand, I say I'm for civil disobedience, but then when you put your thinking cap on and look at the circumstances that we find ourselves in, there's a certain amount of understanding as to what's going on. The just do it because somebody else is doing it, or it becomes, it's like when you say, we had this discussion with somebody at dinner the other night. The waiter was talking about his experience in during the Vietnam War, and I was talking about what I felt. You know, he was talking about soldiers and honoring them and that sort of thing, and I said to him, I think soldiers
are very strong.
It's a
pretty heavy discussion to get involved with your waiter.
Yeah, what it was. We do this all the time. Meredith and I get into these conversations with these guys just to engage them because we're curious about them. And we agreed that the people in uniform don't all need to be treated the same because some have far more serious jobs than others. Anyway, this is a conversation that could go on all morning, but it's food for thought, and that's really kind of what we're all about here. Cut the umbilical cord to somebody else's thinking and think for yourself. 10 before the hour.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-774-3149 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-774-3149. Again, that's 800-774-3149.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Three past the hour, time for our visit with Tom Kreitler from the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio Program, who's written the book, My Home, My Money Pits. Tom and Leslie Segretti host this program, heard every weekend by millions of people around the country, podcasts galore, you name it, they've got the information. It's fall, time for home improvement. I'm going to talk to Tom about some of the ideas that people traditionally have, the fall things that are set aside of this spring improvement and this winter improvement and this summer improvement. So let's talk about fall home improvement. What can you do to make your house better as we move into the winter time? Up next here.
If the measure of a car was how many people it turned into people who love cars, the Subaru Outback would be worth its weight in gold, thanks largely to its symmetrical all-wheel drive. Unlike other systems that wait for a wheel to slip, it powers all four wheels all the time, all while with better fuel economy than midsize SUVs. And the fact that the Outback is made in a zero landfill plant doesn't hurt either. It's a car that is truly built to be loved. Love. It's what makes a Subaru a Subaru.
GEICO presents a voicemail from your friend, Windstorm.
Oh, hey, how's it going? It's me, Windstorm. Anywho, just wanted to check up, see if you had a good weekend. Oh, and by the way, I accidentally smashed all your patio furniture into your house, and I can't pay for the damage. But mostly, I just wanted to check up, say hello, and hope you had a great weekend. Later, Gator.
Windstorms never pay for wind damage. Luckily, one call to the GEICO Insurance Agency makes it easy to switch and save on homeowners insurance.
All right, so Tom Kreitler, what about fall home improvement? I see a lot of people doing kitchen work.
Well, it's the Goldilocks season, Doug. It's the Goldilocks season. It's not too hot. It's not too cold.
Right?
Yeah. I mean, think about it. Right? It's the perfect. It's just right for whether you're working inside your house, outside your house. I mean, we're focused on the change of season, so we're thinking ahead to the holidays. That's usually a driver for kitchen improvements, to your point. Also, as the temperatures start to drive, for some reason, we never think about making our homes more energy efficient in the summer, and they're just as leaky, you know, in the air conditioning season as they are in the winter. But now that you're moving into the winter, we're starting to think about insulation and weather stripping and new windows and doors and the like. So very busy time of the year for home improvement.
All right. So is there a project that you think is most typical? I'm looking at some these dream kitchens. People do a lot of kitchen renovation, or is that something that happens any time of the year?
Well, it happens any time of the year. People are thinking a lot about it now, but you know, you don't have to do like the dream kitchen makeover. Sure, if you got like $100,000 drop into a kitchen, good luck. But I mean, there's a lot of things that you can do in your kitchen to step it up without spending a lot of money. I mean, you could think about updating the lighting. You know, there's a lot of opportunities in lighting today where you could divide the lighting between ceiling lighting and task lighting and under cabinet lighting. You can paint. You can replace countertops. You can replace faucets. Something very simple you could do is simply replace all of the hardware on your kitchen cabinets. You know, that's kind of like the jewelry of the kitchen. Just doing something simple like that can really spruce it up. So you can leave the most expensive parts of the structure in place, like the cabinets, and then really think about sort of stepping up some of the other areas around it, the flooring. So many opportunities in flooring today. You know, it used to be you had some fairly limited choice, but now with all the varieties of pre-finished floors that can look look like brand new or very old distressed looks, they come in wood, they come in vinyl, and they go down very easily. A lot of do-it-yourself projects and products in flooring today. Lots of things you can do to that kitchen to really dress it up without spending a lot of money.
All right, what about energy-saving strategies for this time of year?
Most of us don't have enough insulation, and that's because those standards change all the time. So if you were to take a look up in your attic, and if you lived anywhere where you get a decent winter, you really ought to have 15 to 20 inches of fiberglass, or do what I did is add spray foam insulation. I've never been happier since we added the spray foam because it both seals out the drafts and it insulates at the same time. But you can never go wrong by adding some additional insulation to your attic as well.
Yeah, all right, time of year for
that. That's what the heat loss is.
On your website, moneypit.com, a weekend warrior sweepstakes. What the heck is that all about?
Yeah, very exciting. We just launched that yesterday, as a matter of fact. We've got a brand new sweepstakes partnered up with the Home Depot. We've got 40 prizes worth over $4,500, and they're all tools. So if you love tools, enter the Money Pit's Weekend Warrior Sweepstakes. It goes. You can win a Milwaukee beautiful tool chest. You can win all sorts of workbenches and drills and sanders. It's real cool stuff. All online at MoneyPit.com. The Weekend Warrior Sweepstakes. Enter once a day. And if you share your entry with your friends, you get 5 bonus entries every time you do just that.
How about that for cool? Tom Kreidler, MoneyPit.com. There's the place to enter the sweepstakes. 59 past the hour.
Actual testimonials from real Numana customers.
I've tried all kinds of food storage, and Numana is by far the best.
I'm a single mom with 2 teenage boys and a full-time job. I don't always have time to cook a 4-course meal. That's where Numana has been such a blessing. I can spend less time in the kitchen and more time on what matters most, like helping with homework.
Find out for yourself. Order online at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Numana is
the store I love to eat. Yum!
Thepowermall.com.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.